Welcome back to Eclipse Across America. We are closely watching what is an amazing interstellar phenomenon. We're not talking about what's happening here on set in Indianapolis. We're talking about the show we're about to watch across the sky, Brianna.
It's going to be amazing, and this is either the best idea or the worst idea
that we've
had.
Set aside all journalistic credibility.
Yes,
we're having fun today.
This is basically what's going to happen if I can reenact. The moon will be going in front of the sun. Bora Sanchez in this point. And that's a partial. I think we've got a full eclipse there.
This is kind of where things are right now.
Yeah, right there.
There we go.
All right, just peeking out in Mazatlan. And
soon,
eventually it'll be a total.
Yeah,
it's getting in that zone of totality, which is going to be amazing here in Indianapolis.
This is a celestial spectacle of epic proportions. I'm finding myself getting a little overwhelmed by it. It's really an amazing thing to see and to watch people. I mean, it's suddenly gotten so quiet because it's nearing totality. Katie, can I just say, so many people have said to me that there's something about in this particular time when there seems a lot of heaviness in the world, to the community, the families, that new friends, people are making friends here, come together and can all just pause for a moment and look to the sky in wonder. In wonder, I want to talk to a few of the people who are witnessing. And I don't know, Caesar, if you can look out to the water and look at just how beautiful the horizon is. You can see the colors there. And it would be completely dark here if the lights in the park had not gone on automatically.
Because I will admit, I was a little cynical that this would make me emotional, but here I am, tears in my eyes. This is just absolutely amazing. Oh, and there goes a plane!
Oh my God, again!
Oh my God, did you see that? Whole crowd here freaking out just as much as I am. That was so cool.
Imagine being on that plane right now, Maura.
I know. I mean, looking at the flight paths that follow the eclipse, I'm so jealous of everyone in those window seats, for sure.
I think Gadi Schwartz, our colleague, is on one of those flights. Hopefully he got to see something. Maura, it's been described as a full body experience. Are you feeling it like that?
It is, because, I mean, I am shaking. Like, I can feel my body just like a little bit hesitant about what is going on right now. And it's funny because it's so dark around where we are, but you can almost see light peeking out on the edges where it's a little further past the horizon, past the stadium. It's not full darkness, but it definitely feels like that moment before you're plunging into darkness.
That is going to do it for me. Thank you so much for being with us throughout all of this coverage. It has been such a privilege to bring it to you. And maybe it's a moment in time where we use this shared experience that connects us to the past and propels us into the future to, I don't know, come together. Then again, maybe we won't.
This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot on all these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
It's Monday, 8 April, year of our Lord, 2024. Katie Turr, I'm going to take the under. On are we going to come together for a big group hug? Leave it to the mainstream media to beclown themselves when you have this amazing natural phenomenon. Of course, we had we live stream here Bishop Strickland, who did a mass, very solemn mass, to make sure there were no satanic influences that came in during this time. But it was tough to take the event very seriously when mainstream media just beclown themselves. I mean, really beclown themselves. They set a new low for juvenile coverage of what is obviously astronomically, obviously a very important event. But Boris, I don't know. Katie Turr, do you think, I mean, they're like a bunch of pagans. It's like we're Aztecs. And or is this going to bring everybody together? No, Katie, it's not going to bring everybody together. We'll take the under on that. Your thoughts, Boris Epstein?
Honor be with you, Steve. Honor be with the posse. So maybe this is my sort of, you know, based on my background and being originally from a very cold place. But didn't this just seem like normal weather? I mean, what did I miss? I've been working the whole day, so maybe I'm sort of like not getting the point. But I saw a bunch of people running around with sunglasses. But from my perspective, is just another day that we're fighting what's wrong in our country, what's wrong all around the world, right? We're fighting against weaponization. We're fighting against globalists. We're fighting against the misuse of our law
enforcement system. Boris, I understand when you walk in a room, you block the sun. But for most people, this is a very unusual phenomenon, right? And they completely melted down. It's like we're Aztecs again.
Because you look like Brad Pitt. Sorry.
Sunshine. I'm all sunshine.
I'm all sunshine.
You're a dark specter.
They call you the angel of sunshine, not the angel of death. I forgot that.
So, Boris, President, we're 1 week away from this fiasco in New York. I think you guys filed today. There's so many things going on. I mean, I get Mike Davis on one day and you on the next day. Just set the battle plan here of exactly what's happening. President Trump's suing the judge now. I think it's an appeals court.
That's the nomenclature in New York State. The New York State justice system is actually pretty arcane, and the process is not that dissimilar from what it was 200 years ago. It's an Article 78 motion, and that is effectively an interlocutory appeal. That's they call it suing the judge, but really it's an appeal, and that's an appeal by President. These two issues are appeals by President Trump, both on the wrongful and unconstitutional gag order, and on the fact that it is absolutely wrong to even consider having a trial against President Trump anywhere near Manhattan, because it is a completely biased jury pool, and a large reason that it's biased is because of the wrongful actions, both of the Manhattan DA, of this judge, who's contributed to the pretrial publicity, and the Democrats as a whole. These are Biden trials. It's clear as day to everybody. This is law enforcement. And so today, President Trump filing two powerhouse motions. His lawyers, the legal team, are fighting it out as we speak, and are going to continue to press the point that these are A, Biden trials, Biden witch hunts, and B, there's no way that this case should go to trial anytime soon. It really should be dismissed as a whole, because just like all the other witch hunts, the Manhattan DA case is lawless and tactless.
So, but as currently, unless the court senior court steps in, we go to trial. President Trump has got to do this next Monday.
As it stands right now, the trial is set for next Monday. President Trump and his legal team continuing to take serious and strong action. The recusal motion was filed last week. I mean, that was a powerhouse motion. The conflicts are on their face, as they say, right? This judge is conflicted out because of his own donation, conflicted out because of close relationships with those who have financial interest in this case, conflicted out because of his own prejudicial pretrial statements. And you actually had a Clinton-appointed judge, a very well-respected judge, a Second Circuit judge, saying that these are real issues, that the recusal motion carries a lot of weight. There was a judge on CNN late last week. So that motion is still to be ruled on and to be adjudicated. You've got the motion on venue, pretrial publicity. You've got issues of immunity that have been raised. So this is going to be a action-packed week for President Trump as he continues to fight against the weaponization of law enforcement. And it's as simple as this. Crooked Joe Biden, knowing that he's going to get crushed in this election, is trying to put his opponent on trial to prevent him from taking office, from beating him in an election. That is straight out of communist China, Stalinist Russia, Stalinist Soviet Union, and/or Venezuela. You pick the third world nation you want to compare it to. We've got to fight against it. That's the only way we can save our country.
Boris, make us smart, because this audience is obviously very focused on all the lawfare against the president. What should this audience be looking for this week? What are the things? What are the signs that of progress on us beating back lawfare?
Look at the key filings by President Trump and his legal team, both in New York. There was actually one in Georgia today, a filing for a certificate of immediate review in Georgia on the First Amendment motion to dismiss. So be looking out for any and all filings of President Trump's legal team, rulings on those issues, and then from there, any and all appeals and or similar filings again by President Trump and his team. Everything is as much as allowed by the judges. Everything is public. President Trump and his team are all for transparency. So we're going to be fighting in the public eye and fighting for an end to weaponization, an end to lawfare, and restoring the American people's faith in our justice system, which is, again, the only way that our democracy could survive.
Boris, where do people follow you on social media?
Steve, thank you so much. It's an honor to be with you on this huge day of the solar eclipse, which obviously that's all I've cared about all day long. No, just kidding. I've been working away while you're looking up at the sun. It's an honor to be with you, an honor to be with the posse. My website is BorisCP.com. It's hot at BorisCP.com. Hot on Getter at BorisCP. Twitter at BorisCP. Hot on Truth Social at Boris. My hottest on the gram, Boris_Epstein. Stay strong. God bless. And all offense.
The specter of Boris Epstein. Thank you so much, Boris. Great update.
God bless you.
Grayson Moe, if you can pull those, if we can pull those filings, and let's get them out to everybody. Jack Posobiec joins us. Jack, I want to do something in a second on the abortion issue, if you can stick around. But Charlie is heading out. We got an update. And Grayson yes. Moe, I think you've got Captain Bennett and Grace, you've got where to go, an email. Give me an update. Charlie's going to join us later by phone. He's heading to Nebraska. What's the latest?
Look, it's Nebraska is in a very good place. Nebraska is trending exactly the way that the country wants to see. The Democrats are terrified of the way Nebraska is going, but it's incumbent upon every member of the posse. You must reach out to Governor Pillen, and especially if you reside in the state of Nebraska, you must reach out respectfully, peacefully and politely. We're reaching out to Governor Pillen and we're asking him to hold this special session. Governor.nebraska.gov, governor.nebraska.gov. That's where you're going to go to. 402-471-2244. That is the website. He calls the special session, then they come in, then they vote on it. It moves to winner take all, and we can get to the actual election that we want. The will of the people will be heard. By the way, Steve, if I could just pick up what Boris was putting down there. See, he's focused on another eclipse, if you will, because there is an eclipse that's going on that's far more important than the one the Democrats are talking about. The real eclipse that's happening right now is Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the eclipse. He is eclipsing the Democrats. He's eclipsing the media. And more importantly, he's eclipsing the feckless neocons in the Republican establishment right now before our eyes. And that's why he's lighting them up all over Truth Social right now. He is eclipsing every single one of these. I don't even call them neocons anymore. I'm just going to call them loser cons. These guys don't know how to win elections. They're not focused on ultimate victory. They're not focused on victory in November. They want to whine. They want to complain. What they need to be doing is getting on board, because if you want to defeat the commies, if you want to defeat the unhumans, then it's time to get on board with Donald J. Trump.
What is specifically, what is President Trump? And we're asking you to stay through the break because I want to play part of his talk this morning on Truth Social about abortion. But what is
Trump in real time right now is popping off on Truth Social. You got to go pull these up. Have the guys check this out in the engine room. He's popping off on Lindsey Graham. He said, I take responsibility for Lindsey Graham. He never would have been in office had I not endorsed him. He's going after these other loser cons out there saying that these guys never knew how to win. They should be focused on actually doing something good for the country instead of getting people killed at the border or killed overseas in all these wars. Lindsey Graham, sit down. No more loser cons, only winner cons.
Jack Posobiec, hang on for 1 second. We also have Garrett Ziegler. Garrett's at the an expose, or I guess a Facebook for the Justice Department. You know, Garrett's been doing these not exposés, but just kind of a walkthrough who's there. We're gonna take a short break. We're gonna be back in a moment. Birchgold.com. Make sure you go to Birchgold, birchgold.com/Bannon, the end of the dollar empire. Go check it out. We're going to take a short commercial break. Be back in a moment.
Spread the word all through Hong Kong. We will fight till they're all gone.
The so-called financial experts thought we were in the clear. They were anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year, and then the inflation data came out, higher than expected. Friends, this isn't going away. It can't. The U.S. is $34 trillion plus in the hole, and yet we keep printing money, which pushes the prices you pay every day even higher. So you can either bury your head in the sand or you can do something about it. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. Gold is your hedge against inflation, and Birch Gold makes it easy to own. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and you don't pay a penny out of pocket. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. Then talk to a precious metals specialist on how to protect your savings from persistent inflation with gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898. Do it today. Action, action, action.
Thank you so much for being with us throughout all of this coverage. It has been such a privilege to bring it to you. And maybe it's a moment in time where we use this shared experience that connects us to the past and propels us into the future to, I don't know, come together. Then again, maybe we won't.
Jack Posobiec, I take the under on that. Your thoughts, sir? Don't mean to pick on Katie, but your thoughts.
It isn't even just Katie, but she's emblematic of the same. Look, Steve, you got to understand, these people are all pagans. They're all neo-pagans, and they don't actually believe in the spiritual world that in which we live. They don't believe in God. They don't believe that there is a creator being. They don't believe in an almighty. So they are wowed and woo-wooed by the natural world, by the creations of God. And a singular solar eclipse is nothing. It is an eye blink. It's less than an eye blink to God. It is a splinter to God. It's nothing. He could do that with 2 seconds because our God is far more powerful than that. But you have to understand that for these people who their God, if any, is you know, like the government or people like Dr. Fauci, you know, they're going to sit down and pray to their Dr. Fauci pillows, not their My Pillows. They've got Fauci pillows. We've got My Pillows. They will focus on these things as if it's some kind of spiritual moment, because they are spiritually hollow people, Steve. They're completely hollow inside. They have nothing driving them other than general hatred of, like, the war room and the posse and Trump and Steve Bannon and Jack Posobiec and others. And when they see things like that, they go, wow, and they don't really know what else to say because they're completely devoid of any real connection with the transcendent.
Jack, I understand you got to bounce. I got to play President Trump. By the way, when Jack talks about MyPillows, that's promo code War Room, MyPillow.com, promo code War Room. Let's play
other
President
promo
Trump
codes out
on abortion. I'm going to bring Jack in. Let's hear President Trump.
Under my leadership, the Republican Party will always support the creation of strong, thriving, and healthy American families. We want to make it easier for mothers and families to have babies, not harder. That includes supporting the availability of fertility treatments like IVF in every state in America. Like the overwhelming majority of Americans, including the vast majority of Republicans, conservatives, Christians, and pro-life Americans, I strongly support the availability of IVF for couples who are trying to have a precious baby. What could be more beautiful or better than that? Today, I'm pleased that the Alabama legislature has acted very quickly and passed legislation that preserves the availability of IVF in Alabama. They really did a great and fast job. The Republican Party should always be on the side of the miracle of life and the side of mothers, father, their beautiful babies, and that's what we are. IVF is an important part of that, and our great Republican Party will always be with you in your quest for the ultimate joy in life. Many people have asked me what my position is on abortion and abortion rights, especially since I was proudly the person responsible for the ending of something that all legal scholars, both sides, wanted and, in fact, demanded be ended. Roe v. Wade. They wanted it ended. It must be remembered that the Democrats are the radical ones on this position because they support abortion up to and even beyond the 9th month. The concept of having an abortion in the later months and even execution after birth, and that's exactly what it is. The baby is born, the baby is executed after birth, is unacceptable, and almost everyone agrees with that. My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state. Many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks, or some will have more conservative than others.
Jack Persobic, you're one of the thought leaders in this area specifically. You're a devout Roman Catholic. Your thoughts, sir?
Well, Steve, here's the situation. The reality of this is we've seen these attempts, and I'm just going to say it, be brutally honest, because this is what we're here for, signal, not noise. And the signal is that these widespread abortion bans on in state after state after state that have gone up in the wake of the Dobbs decision have gone down in flames. They've gone down in flames. America is responding that this is something that, particularly on the state level, that they are not interested in these widespread bans. President Trump kicking it to the states and saying, look, the states can vote as was intended under the Constitution, which, by the way, was the policy of the Republican Party for 50 years. It was Reagan's policy. And it is the policy that's set up under our Constitution as well, by the way, as the decision of Dobbs. Dobbs found there is no federal right to this, which means it goes to the states. It is not a power of the federal government. That's number one. That's number two. Number three, Steve, when it comes to IVF, I'll just say it right now. What Republicans and pro-lifers particularly should be supporting is embryonic adoption. Embryonic adoption is available, and the main thing that that religious believers have an issue with when it comes to embryonics, this IVF, is the idea that these embryo lines are destroyed. Embryonic adoption means that those embryos are not destroyed. They can go out. Furthermore, let me put out the politics of this. Joe Biden is a pro-life, supposedly, person in real life because he's supposed to be the devout Roman Catholic, yet Joe Biden will never release a statement condemning late-term abortion, which is the execution of a full-term child, because Joe Biden is absolutely beholden to the most radical elements of the most radical version of the Democrat Party that we've ever seen. Trump will go out there and take the slings from the pro-life wing of his own side. You will never see Joe Biden put out a statement like this, because at the end of the day, Joe Biden is a liar. He is a fake Catholic. He does not believe the tenets. And look, you even had Pope Francis coming out today talking about the infinite dignity. And we'll have to do another talk when we have some more time about Pope Francis's doctrinal statement today about gender ideology, about embryos, yep, about all of this, where he came yep in on the traditional side of the church, which with Francis is kind of a jump ball.
Pretty shocking. Jack, where do people get you, particularly now? Charlie's heading out to Nebraska, this big fight. And remember, in the Hill newspaper today, the lead story was the Democrats have chosen to reverse our victories in 2016 by going after the blue wall. Because remember, they stole them in 2020, but they're going after Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. That means they need that one electoral vote.
Look, the new
Sunbelt
strategy, that Charlie Kirk has identified is absolutely brilliant. The Sunbelt strategy, and in particular, this is being driven on the back of this Hispanic demographic shift that we're seeing with a lot of Hispanic sorts swinging over to Trump. This means if the Republicans and Trump win Nevada, that means that if you just get that one extra vote in Nebraska that Republicans have just been handing to Democrats on a silver platter every single year, that means you're at 269 without the blue wall, and you prevent the Democrats. So you put them on prevent defense, because all Trump has to do at that point is just win one. He only needs one, folks. If you get Nebraska, that changes the entire political map, the Sun Belt strategy, that all Trump needs is one Rust Belt state, and he's president.
Winner take all. Jack Persobic, where do people get you, sir?
God bless. Human Events Daily, 2 p.m. Eastern, every single day, even when there's not an eclipse. The book is Unhumans, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Target, wherever books are sold, skyhorse.com.
They're all neo-pagans. By the way, get Unhumans. It's the counter to Fried Zakaria's Age of Revolution. It's brilliant.
Exactly.
Brilliant, Jack. Can't wait July 4th till it comes out. Garrett Ziegler, you've published today. Garrett, walk us through what you put up, but I want you to walk people through your concept of that. I think this is your third volume. So talk about what you're putting out, but also how it dovetails with what else you're doing.
Yeah, so thank you for having me on. I was watching an interview that you did a couple of weeks ago, and you mentioned a great phrase, the unfeeling uniparty. And I love that. We are mapping out that unfeeling uniparty that does not care about the American public, and especially Trump supporters. They truly detest middle America. And so what we've done with these three directories of every single federal official involved in the Biden investigation is provide transparency that the public has never had before at this level of detail. For example, in the Crossfire Hurricane investigation, we heard all of these names and all of these different entities, but I think the Epoch Times was the only entity that tried to at least map out who these people are. And I remember you and I had a discussion a little bit about doxing. We don't reveal any of their, you know, addresses. Anything that would be protected under federal law is not on these directories, but their public work email is. And so before Hunter goes to trial in June, the American public will know every single federal official who is responsible for this travesty. Because when he goes to trial for those nine tax charges, that is window dressing. That is what they should hope for. He really should be going on trial for money laundering, FARA violations, illegal lobbying. And so what we have with these directories, by the way, I just have one right in front of me, Matt Colangelo, the guy who Merrick Garland picked, handpicked, to go straight to the DA's office to start this trial next Monday. He was involved in the Biden investigation. And this other guy, Anthony Coley, by the way, there's 59 people on the DOJ list. It's all on our website, Marco Polo 501c3. And as you said, it's the third one. We're doing the U.S. Attorney's Office for Delaware in a couple of weeks. And so by the time Hunter goes on trial, the public will not be able to say, we don't know who's involved with this. So in an ideal world, if DJT gets back into power and is the second president ever to serve non-concurrent terms, we will have a complete dossier on who is involved. And that way, nobody will be able to say, we don't know who needs to go. Marco Polo is the group basically saying, we are going to figure out who needs to go. And by the time we get there, we will have a roadmap of who has to leave, apart from all the millions of illegals that I'd be willing to happy to walk across the border back to Mexico. All these feds have to go. The fact that there weren't 15 whistleblowers, Steve, involved in this investigation is a travesty. We got one, Gary Shapley. And there should be many more.
Hang on for 1 second. We're taking a short commercial break. Garrett Ziegler on the other side. Who can you trust? Government leaders repeatedly fail us. Self-appointed experts have led us astray. Distrust in so-called authorities is spreading like a bad cold. We can't quite shake it, but you are not as powerless as they'd like you to believe. When there's no one to depend on, it's time to rely and depend on yourself. Not sure where to start? Well, try this. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Grab a 4-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply for just $60 off. Think about that, $60 off right now. My Patriot Supply has helped millions of American families reach self-reliance. I want you to think about that. Reach self-reliance. These food kits offer meals, drinks, and snacks that provide over 2,000 calories every single day, sealed inside heavy-duty packaging that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and protect your future with as many kits as you need. These kits ship fast, free, and arrive in unmarked boxes. With My Patriot Supply, when you order by 3 p.m., your food kits will ship the same day. Save $60 per kit. That is $60 per kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. Take action. Use your agency. Action, action, action.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, gold finished at 2358. I think it had an intraday high of like 2370 or something. We're coming out with the fifth installment of the End of the Dollar Empire, all free. We don't give you financial advice here, but we give you access to people that know what they're talking about. We've laid out a pretty good case for the macroeconomic drivers in back of gold. Philip Patrick and team can take it from there. Go to birchgold.com/Bannon. Get to Philip Patrick. Make sure you talk to those guys. They've got all kind of hedging techniques, all kind of tax deferred techniques. So talk to them. But also, I commit to you by midweek, if I can get through publishing, we will have the fifth installment free. This is the Central Bank Digital Currency, where we talk about why is the de-dollarization process on fire and why are those central banks buying gold with both hands? We're focused on a central bank digital currency. Remember, Ron Paul wanted that audit. They will not audit the Fed. Why? Because they don't want to tell you how much gold they own, the reality of how much gold they really own. Garrett Ziegler. Look, I understand you've got a directory. This directory gives you basic public information that's out there on these individuals. It should have been done by the government years ago. You've done it. But haven't you done it just for the case that that you and Joanna Miller were the right hand and the left hand of Peter Navarro, and Dr. Navarro is rotting in a federal prison right now? So this is your warped idea to take vengeance for him?
No, it's not vengeance. It's merely transparency. If we pay these people $150,000-$200,000 a year, we at least ought to know who they are. These are corrupt individuals. They do not enforce the law equally. And all we're doing, like you said, is putting out basic information about them. If they hate the sunlight that Marco Polo provides, they're functionally equivalent to a termite. And, you know, the termites burrow in to an organism. And that's really what we have right now in all these agencies. We have people who
have you gotten any blowback that you're putting out the deep state administrators say? Have you gotten any blowback for this? Because you've gotten blowback for other investigations you've done. You're quite controversial. Have you gotten any blowback for your directories?
Not the directories itself, because we're very careful to follow the parameters of there's a law governing what you can release. It's 18 U.S.C. 119. But the Secret Service has visited me at my house twice over the Biden laptop report for no good reason at all. They just want to talk to me. And of course, I don't, because that's stupid. They'll try to get you in a situation where they have a false statements charge. So Joe's agencies are completely gone. And all we're saying is that we have to know whose boot is on our neck. That's all it is. And, you know, our report is just laying out the facts. There's hardly any commentary, Steve. There's hardly any opinion. And everybody can go. And by the way, Hunter is suing us. We have a hearing in 2 weeks in Los Angeles. Hunter Biden is suing us. He thinks it's his data, even though he left it at a repair shop. So, you know, everybody can follow our fight at fightbiden.org, and more importantly, read the report at bidenreport.com. These directories are, again, about this investigation. This is such a slam dunk. You have somebody on tape in the emails doing crack, committing FARA violations, money laundering. The feds have put people in the clink for much less than this, meaning that if there's ever a case where the federal government has a ton of paper on something, this is it. But of course, they don't want to go after the prince's son with the real crimes.
Hang on. Okay, but he's got this tax issues in L.A., which they're all shocked that the judge said, no way, you got to stand trial for this. But they had a federal judge, and I think it was a Biden appointee on Friday, saying, particularly about your former boss, Peter Navarro, they go, how can you not be all over these, you know, what Congress sent over to DOJ when you got Navarro rotting in prison and you're not even following up on Hunter Biden thumbing his nose at it? In that regard, why are there not more charges on Hunter Biden? If you got all this evidence is so compelling, why is he out for some tax issues, as serious as they are? But it seems like everything else, there's nothing happening.
I think the tax issues are a way for the special counsel for corrupt David Weiss and his two prosecutors to try to assuage the public that, hey, Hunter's being held accountable, but it sweeps under the rug Joe's involvement, right? Because that's who they're really protecting. So they go after Hunter on their crimes that don't touch really Joe that much, which is the FARA violations and the money laundering. Just a quick point about Judge Reyes, R-E-Y-E-S. I told my guys on Friday that we should, and we have since done this, we reached out to the U.S. attorneys who got spanked in open court on Friday because they won't even produce Jack Morgan and Mark Daly, who are both on our list, for interviews. And, you know, they can plead the fifth and all this stuff. So they put Peter in the clink. And the DOJ's position now is that they don't even have to show up. And, you know, Peter's in a much different staffer position. They're at an agency. Peter's directly in the White House. So she might be my favorite Biden appointee because she's this one judge in the District of Columbia is at least pointing out the hypocrisy. Hopefully her relief is just in that she requires the DOJ to make these two feds who are on our list appear for a deposition. But at least she's calling out the hypocrisy. I was pleased.
Garrett, where do people go? I want them to get into the details of everything you put out, your directories, your reports, all of it. Like they said, they're suing you, and you're making the case of why is Congress not moving? Why is DOJ not moving? You've got ample evidence. So where do people go? I want to make sure people immerse themselves in your information.
Thank you. Our main website is MarcoPolo501c3.org. One of our missions is to be the digital repository for the data that was on the Biden laptop. So you can go look at all the emails. We put it in a searchable database. It works like a charm. It's free. BidenLaptopEmails.com. We put all the photos with genitalia redacted at BidenLaptopMedia.com. And then we have, as you said, this report that has a free e-reader online at BidenReport.com. And our legal defense fund is at FightBiden.org.
Garrett, great work. Look forward to having you back on. I want everybody to go there. Grace Moe.
Thank you very much.
Carly Bonet, everybody. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Fantastic. Charlie Kirk now joins us. Charlie, you're heading to Nebraska. Tell me what your task and purpose is, brother.
Yeah, so we're on the road here heading to Nebraska. We have a big event tomorrow. Want to say a shout out to the posse. They've been amazing, and so have you, Steve. So it's really simple. The current electoral math shows that it's possible for Biden to take the electoral votes from Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. Our plan is not to have that be the case. But as you well know, in military strategy and in business, you have to have backup plans. You have to have an insurance plan. And there is no reason whatsoever why we would hand Joe Biden 270 electoral votes if he's able, for whatever reason, to sneak by and get Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, which we know they're crooked states. If we are able to get Nebraska to become winner take all and no longer do this goofy system where they have one electoral vote for the liberal city of Omaha, Joe Biden would then not be able to get to 270 electoral votes. It would end in a 269 tie, and it would go to the House of Representatives, and Donald Trump would become president of the United States. So this is a clear action item. And you saw the article this morning, Steve. You sent it to me, thehill.com. Biden strategist believes that the entire path to victory for Biden is through the blue wall, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. That is not the case if we're able to get Nebraska to get this together and go to winner take all. Well, in fact, go ahead.
No, hang on. The reason I sent it to you is they assume – their assumption for their entire strategy to defeat Trump right now is they assume they've got that electoral vote. That that's a working assumption of these guys. This is why what you're doing is the Lord's work, brother.
Well, thank you. It's one of the most important projects I've ever embarked on, and I've done some big stuff, and we've worked together on some big things, Steve. But just kind of looking at how they have reacted to this in the last week is confirmation. They're spending ads now in Nebraska. They're dispatching Democrat activists and loyalists. MSNBC is in an outrage, the New York Times and all that. So here, what is my task? What is my purpose? Is to get the governor of Nebraska, Governor Pillen, who's been excellent on this, he sent out a great press release, to act and to call a special session. For many reasons that I don't want to get into right now, the legislature was not able to get their act together last week. Fine. Special session. We have the votes if a special session is called to get this done. It'll take some work to get over the filibuster, but the same way that we had the will to win on Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, when we got rid of the filibuster, President Trump said, get rid of that filibuster. We got three excellent Supreme Court justices because of it. We'll have to do that in Nebraska, but that is step two. Phase one is the governor of Nebraska, who's been terrific on this, Governor Pillen, has to call a special session. So this is a call to action for the entire war room posse, not just Nebraska activists, all across the country to contact the governor of Nebraska and say, call a special session to go to winner take all, that you could do that. The easiest way to do that is not call. Instead, unfortunately, melted their phone lines. I think they just have the phone off the hook. I think they're tired of getting phone calls. But it is really simple. Go to governor.nebraska.gov. That is governor.nebraska.gov. And you can fill out a form to email their office directly. And I want to shout out your amazing Nevada Patriots. You have a huge following in Nevada, Steve, as you well know. What this does is this makes Nevada an electoral swing state. Without this, the math for Nevada, yes, it just makes it kind of a forgotten state. I'm being honest. Without this unlocks the West. I know that might be hard for some people to understand. They're like, what do you mean? It's a math game. You have to get to 270 electoral votes. There's 538 total electoral votes. We don't really get to choose the math. You know, they do this goofy thing with the census, so they count illegals. Okay. However, if you're able to get Nebraska fixed, the way the math, the way that the God has put this in front of us, is the deep blood red state of Nebraska can fix the map, open up the West, and deprive Joe Biden of another term if the worst case scenario happens. And I want to build this out. In that article, Steve, they said that Biden is feeling bearish on Arizona and Georgia, and he should, with the work that we've been putting in there, the work that the posse's been putting in there. And they're feeling bearish on Nevada. So this is kind of battleground zero right now in Omaha. We're going to be there tomorrow night. We'd love to have the posse show up in big numbers. It's tpaction.com/rally. This is manageable. This is doable. The governor is angling as if he wants to do this. We just need to encourage him to be the hero, do the right thing, and help save the republic.
So there's a rally tomorrow night. Walk me through the logistics. Rally tomorrow night. We've got the email. Carly Bonet, Mo, Grace are pushing. Jane Zirkle pushing it everywhere. What about this rally? Tell me, where are people supposed to go? How do they get tickets? How do they participate?
Yeah, so it's the website is tpaction.com/rally, and it is at the Lord of Hosts Church. We're doing it at a great church that has been terrific here. It is Nebraska, after all. Wonderful, faithful Christians out there. And the call to action will be very encouraging because it's all in front of us. This is what's important, Steve. This is not an impossible task. It'd be once our ask or our order would be tough if this was Massachusetts or if this was Delaware or Washington. This is Nebraska. There is no reason why we should not be able to get this done. The people of Nebraska have overwhelmingly supported this for some time. And also, Senator Ricketts, to his great credit, former governor of Nebraska, has voiced support for this. I spoke to him over the weekend, and he said, I'm right behind this, Charlie. I hope this gets done. And so you have all the very powerful people of Nebraska that have said, we want to get this done. The media took a preemptive victory lap last week where they said, oh, it failed in session. Okay, but a special session can be called, and if we get enough grassroots push here, the governor can be a national hero. So the event tomorrow is going to be critical. We'd love to have you stream it, Steve. I'll send your team the entire details. We want to get the most eyeballs on it possible because the Democrat operatives are assuming that Nebraska will not act. They are assuming that the governor will not do this. Let's prove them wrong. The governor has already said he'll sign it. That's the hard part. The hard part of this whole thing is already done, Steve. The hard part was whether or not the governor was even going to voice support. He has already said that. Ricketts has said that. Call the special session. Let's get it done. The posse can deliver. We'll see you guys tomorrow in Omaha.
Charlie, you're a warrior. Tax Network USA is pure war room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers, and you don't. You'll pay up, plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room-type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on. Grind you for all your back taxes, plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, get your number two pencils out. We got a lot to do. Number one, at 6 o'clock, we're going to do the second hour of the show. It's unbelievable. You're not going to miss it. But we're also going to live stream on our other alternative channels on Getter and Rumble, MTG's Town Hall. You ought to dip in and out of that because that's going to kind of set the tempo for the rest of this week in this big fight about FISA and about Ukraine. In addition, at 7 o'clock, Alex Brusewicz is going to announce the Trump endorsed candidate up there in Green Bay in Wisconsin for the seat for Gallagher's seat. And that's going to be a big fight against the establishment. Make sure Brusewicz, you'll see that at 7. We'll also live stream that. The Ahern Hotel, we're running another gladiator school, totally free, and you get a free lunch. It's going to be 10 to 3 p.m. There's a big, beautiful poster right now. Go to warroom.org. Make sure you go to warroom.org right now. Grace and Mo will walk you through what you have to do to sign up. We want, you know, we've already had a overwhelming, and I mentioned it one time. We want everybody there. This thing's going to be incredible. Ahern Hotel. So Gladiator School. We're there for the Constitutional Sheriffs the day before. We're going to stick over and do a Gladiator School. The second one, we're doing these tests to make sure we perfect it and get it right. People loved it at CPAC. We want as many people from Southern Nevada, Arizona, all of it, to get there. It's totally free. Get to Grace and Mo. It's, I guess it's next Thursday, the 18th, okay? And I'll be leading the discussion. How about that? Also, if we can get you into the shows while we're doing live there, we're going to do that. So it's a lot of, all in progress. Make sure you go sign up now. Get vetted. Get through there. Get curated, okay? Patriot Mobile. We're building the alternative economy with great companies like Patriot Mobile. Go to patriotmobile.com. Promo code is Bannon to get the free sign up. Stop giving your money to people that hate you. Give your money for great services to Glenn Sturry and the team over there that support your values and love you. Great company, great guy, great organization. PatriotMobile.com. Do it today, Bannon. Catherine O'Neill is with us. Catherine, you're an incredible young entrepreneur. We're trying to find more people like you that we can back. Where are you today and what do you got for us?
Hey, Steve, thanks for having me on. Today, I'm live from our processing facility in Riverton, Wyoming. And we are a beef company, as you know, Meriwether Farms. And I just wanted to talk about one of the specials that we have today. We're offering a 15% off deal on a subscription for our Meriwether box. I'm going to hold it up here. And I'm going to go through some of the things that come in the box. You get these really beautiful ribeyes. You get two of them. You get some burger patties, some of our really high quality premium burger. You get some New York strips, which are one of my favorite cuts. And let me just show you the marbling on these puppies, if you can see. I mean, look at that. Look at that, Steve. It's pretty awesome. So amazing. We're offering today amazing 15% off to the War Room Posse. You got to go to meriwetherfarms.com and find the tab that says subscriptions, and you'll see all the boxes that we're offering a deal on today, 15% off. Go ahead, Steve.
Go there. But I gotta say, somebody cooked up a couple of those steaks the other day. They're best steaks I ever had. I was blown away. Give me 60 seconds on why that meat is so good, how you guys go through and perfect it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for the compliment, Steve. And the reason why we're so good is because we really put a lot of care into the whole process. You know, a lot of companies source from different places. They may package them elsewhere, but we control the whole process. As you know, Steve, we don't do any antibiotics or hormones, so it's a very healthy product as well. No mRNA vaccines. So you're getting the highest quality steak without all of the crazy additives that a lot of these companies are putting in the beef from the grocery stores. So go to MeriwetherFarms.com. Yep, MeriwetherFarms.com.
Just give it to me again where they go.
MeriwetherFarms.com. Sign up today for a subscription on the Meriwether box, which is our best valued box, and you'll get 15% off every month. Let me just show you one more time. Really awesome. Look how thick that is.
Love that box.
Pretty awesome. Yeah.
I keep hearing banging in the background. I don't want you getting
in the
way.
I'm here in the packaging room, and they had a really great day today. So
fantastic. Every day is a great day for you guys. You're on a roll. Catherine O'Neill for Trump. She was in the campaign of 16. She was at the White House. She was at the State Department. She was on 20. I think she's the only one to touch all the bases. Catherine O'Neill of Meriwether Farms. Go sign up for the box today. Check it out. You will never go back. I'm telling you, never go back. The two steaks ahead of the day were amazing. Mike Lindell, brother, I got all these news people blowing me up. Did your case get – Newsweek says you got thrown out of the Supreme Court. True or false?
False. 100% false. That's the fake news at its finest. I can't even believe it. I've been calling reporters and telling them, when do you write this? It's the headline. They put it in the headlines, and then you read the body, and you're going, well, what do you mean they got canceled? We didn't get canceled. That Supreme Court case, everybody, is going. It's up for conference. I think it's called conference or something. On April 19th, 2 days after our big event in Las Vegas, everybody. Yeah. So keep the prayers up that the Supreme Court accepts it. It's going to be awesome.
Go to warroom.org now. Sign up for a free newsletter. Also, you can sign up for the free Gladiator School. It's free, and we give you a free lunch on top of that at the beautiful Ahern Hotel. The day before, we're spending the day with the constitutional sheriffs, huge crowd there, and Mike Lindell, and we're going to do a special to walk through all of this court case, all the technology, all the process, all of it. Right now, Mike Lindell, what the War Room wants, they're going to do that next week. You know what they want? Deals. They want specials.
Tomorrow morning, we'll be talking about mystore.com. You can all go there and use the War Room special. I'll be down at the factory tomorrow morning with all the employees. But right now, you get to the website, get the sandals that came in, you guys, for $9.50. This was a factory mistake on the colors. They mixed the colors wrong. So you get the white for $9.50 while they last. That's it. They're normally $25 that we had them on sale for. This is a War Room special. And then go to the website, everybody. Use that promo code War Room. Our two new commercials that just came out. You guys get all the old specials plus all the new ones. The biggest bed sheet sale ever, as low as $25. The open box bathrobes, $39. But the biggest one you guys have been doing, where it all started, the MyPillow Premium, $25. Yeah. King or queen, doesn't matter. Sandals just came in. Those are the $25. It has slippers and slides and sandals, $25. We've got these pillows you all took advantage of with and by the way, tomorrow we're going to be talking about my blind painter, Jim Hansel, that actually painted these. They put the pillowcase on them. So you guys get the best one. Two for $25, everybody, at the War Room Posse.
We'll see you tomorrow, Mike. We're going to live stream. 6 o'clock, we're going to the National Press Club with John Mills. Massive presentation from Taiwan today about you and TikTok and information war. Also, Ben Harnwell is going to set the table for the debate this week on Ukraine. Stick around. We're going to take a short commercial break. We're back in the War Room in just a moment. True or false? Using your tax refund to pay off credit card debt is a smart thing. Actually, that's false. DoneWithDebt.com published a brilliant strategy designed to let you keep your hard-earned tax refund and reduce or eliminate credit card debt. Most Americans owe thousands in credit card debt. In fact, Daily Mail's got a story that 56 million Americans carry credit card debt, and that debt will take years to pay off, if you pay it off at all. Done with Debt found that filing bankruptcy is usually not the answer, and taking out loans to pay off credit cards usually increases the debt. When you engage Done with Debt, their legal experts and skilled negotiators take on the credit card companies for you. Their winning strategies are designed with one goal: solve your debt situation quickly and permanently. First things first, chat with a Done with Debt strategist and explore your solutions. Some debt fighting strategies are time sensitive, so you'll need to move quickly. For a free consultation, Visit donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Do it today. Take action.
War Room at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.